Dibbing out of Wapaka was in a debate last night. I hope you saw it, but if you didn't, let's just say it had a bit more sting, a bit more colour than the political sedative that was thrown up by the Chrises earlier in the week. And it featured Winston, Dibbing out of Wapaka, Marama, and that other guy, Seymour. Righto, let's join Debbie to find out what she thought of it all. Thanks for joining us. Tuihine, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, morena. Thanks for the call.
When we spoke with Willow Jean, things got really out of hand up in Kerikeri, and quite offensive comments were flying off the floor. None of that last night, just offensive comments coming from a couple on the panel, by the looks of things.
I think the biggest hecklers were the one to my left was Winston and perhaps JT in the audience as well. But yeah, look, I think the thing is that there are some pretty revolting behaviour going on around debating at the moment. But last night was a really critical one for us because, you know, we needed to sock it to them and show where the, you know, coalition of chaos truly would be. And I think our people saw that well and truly, that David was off his game. He was just talking in circles. In fact, I think at the end of that, he spoke the most but said the least. And, you know, he just showed he couldn't work with anybody, really. I guess, too, you know, the way that our tūtāne were sort of at each other, it was really important for us to, you know, show who we really are. And I think, you know, it's a lot to do in a short amount of time. But I think what, you know, hopefully most could see is that Te Pāti Māori and Te Pāti Kakariki could work, you know, really easily together and are not too far apart in a lot of our policies.
Tēnā koe. Must be difficult to keep you cool at times.
yeah, it is. But, you know, I just sort of go into those kaupapa and think, oh, this is going to be like my easy AGM or, you know, my marae hui or, you know, you just, you know, most of us who are involved in, you know, in our world actively know that at times it's more debate that goes on at the marae, you know, or, you know, at your own whānau tipu than those things. But it's really important to stay calm. And I think there's a fine balance between interjecting and spicing it up and to, you know, just being really clear-headed and concise on what it is that we need to say. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of theatrics that go into debates at times, and my attitude is to sort of get in there, be pono, show who you are, show what people are getting, and most importantly, show, you know, talk to those kaupapa that are really important to our people and Te Pāti Māori represent.
Can be pretty revealing, can't it? Even if interviewers sit aside, which I opt to do often, and give the stage to whoever I'm speaking with. And, you know, because bullshit and hype goes through the radio super fast. And listeners aren't dumb. They can pick up on it too. Yeah. So what would you say about, well, you mentioned that Seymour went round and round in circles. What does that tell us?
I'm seeing it more and more that, you know, some do really well in the house where it's quite structured. It's, you know, they've got the rule book in their hand, but actually organically when you have to confront the whole of Aotearoa, and I think that's what's really important is last night, I was waiting for them to talk about co-governance because every leader in that power broker last night were all Māori, so it showed that actually we are, it is working even though we're in different spheres. But, you know, I think it's really important for the whole of Aotearoa to get to see who we are, to get to see our values and how we behave. And I just think, you know, when you get away from the safety of the house and the safety of and the comfort of, you know, your 2% or the 50% of the wealth of Aotearoa, we start to see who you really are. And I think it was extremely revealing last night, and hope to heck that our party can see that and two ticks to Pāti Māori and make sure they look after those on the left.
Tēnā koe. Let's always tag off with an advertisement. Thanks, Debbie. Winston says that David's an accidental Māori, but I note that you haven't climbed in that sort of rhetoric, a little bit more respectful in the way that you position yourself, eh?
Yeah. Look, I think the Mātua is used to those sorts of politics. I've never been a fan of watching our pahaki or our kaumātua eat their mokopuna, even when the mokopuna is misbehaving. I don't think using our wakapapa as a weapon and, you know, raising when somebody was, you know, raised on their wakapapa or found their wakapapa later in life, that's not a tikanga. You know, you may not know your wakapapa, but your wakapapa knows you. And I think when you resort to those types of politics, they're getting low and desperate. And that's not what our people want to see or hear.
It's a lovely line that you might not know your whakapapa, but your whakapapa knows you. And it's something we should all take on board. Okay, so you went through a contest of ideas, commentators suggesting that whose line was it? What and the loser out of this one is going to be Luxon because he's going to work with these two. Really? Was that you or was that Marama?
That was a sis. That was Marama because they couldn't get a common ground. And to be honest, the Matua, who has the most experience, was offering that to David, and David just didn't want to borrow it. I think in his perfect life, there's only one person that he wants to be in with. I'm just like, well, you don't get to choose that. You don't get to choose that at all. So it was extremely revealing that he doesn't see anyone else in a role but himself. And I also think it was extremely revealing that, you know, there were no solutions coming from him. You know, we're going to, both of them, we want to just build more prisons. And then what? You know, it was just a whole lot of things that, you know, that people want to hear that are pleasing. But there was, again, it's a little bit like, you know, Nationals wanting to, wanting to take people out of housing if they're not of the ilk that he thinks they should be. And then he couldn't answer where to put them. And that's sort of what we were seeing last night, is that there is no affinity with the struggle and the pain that a large proportion, more than 50% of our people in Aotearoa are going through. So, yeah, it was, you know, there's absolutely no solution. There was like nothing that sort of was transformational. It's just all sort of status quo, you know. Keep continuing doing what we do and look after those 2% or 50% of the wealth.
Well, it was a really intriguing debate, so much better than the political sedative that preceded it a couple of days earlier. We're talking about personality politics and, you know, charisma's got something to do with it. I mean, the panellists there have at least got some of that, but I don't know how many votes would be moving, changing as a result of these sorts of fora. What's next then, Debbie, as you continue on the campaign trail? What's keeping you busy this weekend and early next week?
Yeah, I think most are aware now that Dawoodie's, with his mama, and, my love and our thoughts to our whānau Waititi. We are, just rejigging and being where we need to be to get, to get everything done. And between, doing that, some of our co-leaders mahi and doing our electorate mahi, I'm going back. We've got this big truck. We're arriving in Ōtaki, so we've got a big gig Ōtaki at the Hori. And then we go over to Papaiwia, to Palmerston North. I think Tuesday night I'm doing a big gig with Helen Lay, actually, in the Whanau Ora Kaupapa MC there. I think Wednesday we've got something on back up, and I think it might be Te Kawiri, but don't quote me, and then back up to Tamaki Makaurau for the Hui and a couple other leaders' debates. We're just rejigging around and having a bit of a think about it. So, yeah, and then it's like the 2nd of October, early voting, so I'm going to go and vote on the 2nd of October, and then we're just going to work it out until 14th, so unbelievable. It's nearly 2.5 weeks.
It's all on. Well done last night. Thanks so much for reflecting on the gathering, Debbie. And like our love to Rawiri and his whānau too. Thank you, Debbie. Yummy.
Kia ora, hei kona.
Tēnā koe. Debbie Ngāra Wapaka joining us there. 7:41.